you know, when the lockdown started, it was like so, there's so much bad news, right? And I couldn't take it. But the minute I go outside, I'm like, oh my God, everything's okay. Everything's going to be good. And then I realized that that's why they created Inside for bad news. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell somebody bad news outside. Like, what are you going to do? Hey, come over here. And then you're like, oh, fuck, where's over here? Right? Someone's just going to come out of the woodwork. I can't tell you anything. I mean, you need two walls for bad news. Okay? That's it. And then the masks, right? We're obviously wearing masks. You can't get cues from people. It's really hard. You're like, are you saying hi or do you want to have sex with me? You know what I mean? I can't tell. It's like we got to walk around with pictures of ourselves beside ourselves being like, yo, this is me. Okay? If you really want to know the situation. You know what I mean? And then it was like, who knew that the mouth and the nose told so much of the story, right? The eyes on their own. It's like, what is this? Just two floating eyeballs in the air. There's all this poetry around romanticizing the eyes, like the eyes are the window to the soul. Yeah. Without the house, it's just two floating windows. You know what I mean? And then I was in a butcher shop, right? And I had my mask on underneath my nose and because I was having a hard time breathing. And then the hipster butcher, right, is about to serve me. And he's like, can you put your mask over your nose? And I'm like, yeah, I just need to take a breath. I go, can you tell me if that chicken is organic? And he's like, can you put your mask over your nose? And I'm like, bro, I can't breathe. He's like, please. He goes, because otherwise you're going to jeopardize everything. And I'm like, me? I'm like, we're standing in front of a display case of dead animals. I'm going to be the one to take this operation down? Like, relax, buddy. Relax. So obviously, you know, this has been a rough patch, you know? And a lot of businesses shut down. But you know, truth be told, some of them had to go. You know what I mean? Like some restaurants, I'm like, if you don't know how to make good food, then what the fuck are you doing? Like, do another business. Don't waste my money. You know what I mean? So anyways, there used to be this coffee shop at Bloor and Christie called Black Rock Coffee. So I go in there one day because I have a meeting. And when I walk in, there's a musical playing, right? There's a musical playing. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting music choice, right? And there's one guy ahead of me. And before the barista serves him, she does like literally a full body stretch. She's like, ah, how can I help you, right? And I'm like, oh, she's a musical theater bitch, right? This will be interesting. And these guys are all musical theater. I love it. Respect, respect. You know what I mean? So anyways, so then he's like, I'll have an espresso. She's like, okay, right? And then she turns around and she starts making the espresso. And she's like, I love him, but when the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. And then she turns around and she's like, here's your espresso, right? He leaves. I go to the front of the line. She's like, how can I help you, right? And I'm like, without him, the world around me changes. And everywhere the trees are bare, the streets are full of strangers. And then we both pause and we inhale and we're like, and I know it's only in my mind. Okay, yeah, you know, I like to sing. I'm a whore. I like to sing.